Good afternoon, I'm Jessica Rouse with the latest from the Hunter Valley Newsroom. The New South Wales Government has announced $50 million worth of rebates, baits and research to help tackle rural and regional New South Wales's mouse plague. It's been a problem for months now and finally there's some assistance not only for farmers but for households in towns and small businesses. Under the new package, households will be able to apply for rebates of up to $500 and small businesses will be able to claim up to $1,000 through Service New South Wales for the purchase of baits. 8 grain treatment stations will be set up across regional New South Wales as well, and the state government has sought urgent approval from the APVMA to give them access to the strongest bait in the country, bromodiolone. An airplane that took off from Newcastle was forced to make an emergency landing. The Qantas flight was carrying 64 passengers from Newcastle before it declared a mid-air emergency just before 9:30 a.m. According to Nine News, the plane had some problems with its landing gear to Brisbane and reported that to Brisbane Airport Air Traffic Control and requested an expedited landing. Now we hear that there was an indicator light that was faulty that caused the issue. The plane did land safely. And it's an awards celebration usually held every second year, but the COVID-19 pandemic delayed the Upper Hunter NAIDOC Week Awards last year. So nominations are now being sought for the awards that recognise the outstanding achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. The awards are held every 2 years between Musselbrook and Singleton. Singleton Mayor Sue Moore says there are lots of categories to choose from for people to nominate in.
Apprentice of the Year, Artist of the Year, Elder of the Year, a male and a female, Posthumous Award, Professional Achievement Award, male and female, Junior Scholar of the Year, male and female, Senior Scholar of the Year, male and female, Junior Sportsperson, male and female, Senior Sportsperson, male and female, and Volunteer of the Year, also Youth of the Year and Community Contributions.
Group 4 and Bengalla Hunter Valley Group 21 are bringing their under-18 teams together for a new competition for the age group. Coined the Tigers Cup, Singleton will be taking on Gunnedah this weekend for the first game. Chairman of Group 21, Simon Wormsley, says it's great to give them more opportunities to play and a start for both groups of players.
The eventual top two sides will play the final, we're hoping, to the curtain raiser to the Tigers and Sharks game at Lee Park. And then what will happen, our three sides will play their normal semi-finals, grand finals here as well. So we're running. It's a competition within a competition.
Tonight, in the third round of Bengalla Hunter Valley Group 21 Rugby League, the Aberdeen Tigers take on the Scone Thoroughbreds in first grade at McKinnon Oval. I'm Jessica Rouse, and that's your latest local news and sport.